Since her very birth, the United States of America has always been a country of great potential and valor. Through trials, tragedy, and triumphs, this nation has prevailed, giving us what we now know today as our homeland, the land of the free. However, even despite the overcoming of strife, misfortune and faults dim America's luminous shine. Some of our people have shunned the flag. Others have forgotten what their nation is, a beacon of freedom and hope. And as unfortunate as this fact is, this is not without causality. One cannot state with a clear conscience that America as a nation is perfect, or anywhere near so. Her history is not without wrongdoings and, quite harshly, cruelty. To this very day, injustice is inflicted on Americans by Americans. This is not something that we as a people can stand idly by and observe. John F. Kennedy once remarked, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." Especially now, this statement holds a crushing truth. The people of America must fight to restore the true freedom and justice that this nation was founded on. We owe it to our home. Wars have been fought for our nation, and wars have been won. Millions of patriots have given the ultimate sacrifice to ensure that freedom will sing freely throughout American skies, to keep the winds of the American dream flowing through the flag. Their sacrifices must not be taken for granted. They will not be. However, another war must be fought for this nation. Not one of guns, soldiers, and drones, but a war of ballot boxes. A war of boycotts and protests. America must accept her faults and strive to improve in order to progress for the good of the people. The swift hammer of justice must be brought down upon those who have wronged America and her interests, no matter the individual. It is a necessity for our country. Greed and corruption cannot be tolerated in the ranks of America's government for any longer. Today, America stands divided. Closed minds create wide tears in the fabric of our unity, caused by mistrust in our government and rampant misinformation. As a result, we have suffered greatly. The government was created to keep America a safe place, so that its people could rely on a group of the majority's own choosing to protect America and operate in her best interests. Even that system has been split. Many Americans place political alignments over what's truly right for our nation. In order to come together, we must look beyond those alignments, none of which are without fault or justification. Through civil debate and discussion, consensus needs to be reached among America's split people in government, in which our lawmakers spend hours upon hours in a state of bickering, neither party willing to listen to the other. America has and will continue to suffer from this. The lawmakers of our nation are not intended to be enemies. It is their purpose and duty to listen to one another to make the appropriate decisions for our country. In time, America can and will be what the Founding Fathers had envisioned, a nation free and united. Our faults cannot be allowed to define us, to the people of America or the rest of the world. We may be far from perfect, and we may have much to prove, but we have proved worthy time and time again. Throughout our history, we have rallied for the common good through crisis and casualty. The very forging of this nation was brought about by a wide group of people, all with immensely varying backgrounds. These founders were able to set aside their differences to create something beautiful, a nation worthy of one's love and sacrifice, a country that I am proud to call my home. We are what comes next for our nation. It is a heavy weight upon the shoulders of all of us, yet it is imperative that we do what needs to be done. We cannot finish what the founders of America have started. United, these states are without end. As long as we keep the torch of freedom burning, this country will remain as it always has been, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.